www.thebeatmeister.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. As we launch here into hour number three of the program, you can bring up anything. We'll talk Salvia here in a moment. But first, we go to your calls. Paula is on the line in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, honey, I thought I'd let you know that it's not the tomatoes making people sick. I've been eating them. We think we know what's causing this.
Okay.
They've been hauling human waste all over the country to different places, like where the farmers have cattle and stuff like that. And it's hauled in open trucks, and it even drips on the highways. And we think with all the rain we've had, there's possibly, I mean, we've been having some really heavy rain.
Yeah.
And we think it's possibly gotten into the water aquifer. So everybody here is sick.
So you don't think that the tomatoes are contaminated with E. coli?
What was that?
You don't think that the tomatoes are contaminated with E. coli?
No, I've been eating them. They're fine.
Well, I mean, but just because of the tomatoes you've got.
Everybody,
everybody's
been here,
million.
They haven't had a problem with them.
Okay.
Well, now, Mark, I mean, the tomato thing, obviously.
Well, see, I know a gentleman that got this disease, MRSA, from him. He used to haul this stuff, and they haul it in open trucks, and it drips on the highways.
Well, I can tell you that the fact is that you know, fertilizers have definitely increased in you know, in cost recently, and yes, they are using more waste. I don't know if they're using human waste.
Yeah,
in particular,
well, the thing
but they're
is, yeah, they're using human waste. So like, he's been hauling human waste for years. And
so
it's happening all over the country.
You're saying everyone is sick where you live?
Yeah, the whole county here is sick.
The whole county.
Yeah.
I'll be damned, Paula. What are you going to do?
Well, I'm. You know,
you're going to call your representatives on this one?
Oh, yeah, we already have, yeah.
Help, make me better. We're sick.
We call Homeland Security, DEP, EPA.
Yeah, what they tell
you? We got a hold of the health department. There's information on this at the health department right here. There's pictures and everything.
Mm-hmm. So what did they tell you?
Huh?
What did they tell you?
We've been trying to get it stopped, but we couldn't get any help.
So let me see if I've got this straight. You're saying that people in your area are getting sick because people are hauling... Waste haulers are hauling human waste in dump trucks, and it's just spilling out all over the roads, and it's getting into the water.
Yeah, this guy just got, DOT just stopped two of them.
Now, are these like porta-potty trucks that you're talking about?
No, these are regular just open trucks that haul this stuff.
They're hauling human waste. Why would they be doing that?
They're taking it to farms.
Fertilizer.
Oh, okay, so they are specifically using it to fertilize things. I'm sorry, I thought you just said it was just spilling.
We're in a farming area here. And they're putting it on the farms where the cattle are getting sick. People eating the cows, and they're getting sick from that, too.
Yeah. Do you have any actual evidence to back
this? Oh, yeah. It's all right here at the health department, yeah.
Oh, well, the health
pictures
department.
Pictures, everything.
So.
They found Tampax is laying right out in the pastures.
Tampax?
Tampax, yeah.
It's better proof than anything. I wouldn't doubt it. I wouldn't doubt that they're using human waste as fertilizer. I can't tell you.
Right, but how's that going to make somebody sick? I mean, they've got filtering systems in the water purification place.
Dirty, dirty monkeys, that's how.
Well, DEP's getting on it right now.
Well, wait a minute. Now, hold on a second, Paul. Are you saying people are getting sick because the water system is getting infected?
We believe it's got into the water. We're sitting right on top of the water aquifer right here where we're at.
Are you guys just putting cups in the river and drinking out of it? Or, I mean, how do you get your water?
I mean, people have wells here.
Oh, wells. Now, don't you have to have some sort of purification system in order to drink well water?
No.
You're just drinking well water straight?
Now, shallow water, yeah, maybe you want to do a shallow well, but deep wells, you don't have to do that. Deep wells
are pretty clean. See. So, is that true, Mark?
Yeah, she's right.
I see.
I've got, I really don't have much of anything as far as filtration on my water.
So, wait, if the well is deep enough, isn't it the earth that acts as the filtration system?
It's been doing it for a long time, yeah.
So, wait a minute. Why is it that all of a sudden human
species... A lot of people
have
shallow wells here.
Well, then that's their problem, Paula. They didn't build their wells correctly. They need to talk to whoever it was that put that in there.
Well, the thing is, though, this stuff is getting in the ground, and see, when we have rain, it travels, and then it, you know, the wind picks up and it blows, you know.
But, wait, do you have a shallow well?
No, I have a deep well.
And you're sick?
No, I'm not. My husband
I thought you said everyone was. Your husband's sick.
Yeah, but I'm not.
But he lives in the same house as you.
Yeah, I know. We don't know where we got it from.
Well, it seems to me that, look, I'm no scientific expert,
but cousin right
it seems to
us,
me that that's
it.
Just
they
nonsense. I mean, look, these deep wells have been keeping fecal matter out of your water for years and years just because they're using, allegedly using human feces to fertilize plants does not mean that you're in any greater danger of anything.
Now, the stuff on the roads, when you could be driving behind one of these trucks, and this stuff would just, you know, would get on you and, you know, just drive behind it. Yeah, it can, yeah. I mean, these trucks are open trucks.
Yeah. Just sloshing around back there, huh?
Yeah. It's just on the road, yeah. I know a gentleman that got sick from it. He used to haul it, and he told me, you know, how, you know, what was happening.
Come on. Look, I've seen the porta-potty trucks before.
There's a disease called MRSA that you get from this.
Have you ever had your septic tank pumped, Paula?
Yeah.
They don't pump that in the back of an open truck. They put it into a sealed...
No, I'm saying when it's hauled from, once they take it into the, you know, to the county, then they haul it in other trucks.
All right,
back
well,
to the farms.
I guess you guys are going to die out there, huh?
Well, but down in Fort Myers, they're telling everybody to boil their water.
We're never going to hear from Paula again. Or at least her
She's
husband.
Fine.
She yeah, yeah, that's
well.
True. That's
well,
true.
They
well,
they had helicopters
dying.
Flying all over Fort Myers. They were dropping pamphlets telling everybody to boil their water.
Okay. Wow. All right, Paula, thanks for the call tonight. We certainly appreciate it. Look out, everybody. Look out. If you've got a shallow well and you didn't, I mean, that sounds like a good tip. If you built a shallow well and you didn't put filtration stuff in there, then tisk tisk.
Well,
you're at risk.
There's several different types of filtration. You can do the reverse osmosis, although in a lot of bacteria, that
does it keep the fecal matter out?
Look,
because that's the concern.
It
right?
would be the particles that would be a concern. But they have these UV filters. Mm-hmm. It's ultraviolet and it zaps them and kills off the little bacteria.
But wait, Mark, that's radiation. That could hurt you.
No, it's light.
No?
Oh, yeah. Laser.
There's electromagnetic waves there, though. That might hurt you. Everything. Paula thinks everything's going to hurt her. I'm glad I don't live that lifestyle. Hypochondriac?
That's I don't know.
Word. I always lose that word and confuse it with another one. I'm getting it now. Hypochondriac. The people that believe that, you know, they're sick all the time and the belief system that is in their heads.
Everything's going to harm you.
Yeah, everything's going to harm them. And sure enough, it turns out they get sick all the time because they believe that they're vulnerable. Anyway, 800-259-9231. We continue. Frank in New York, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Yeah, good evening. How are you guys doing?
Hey,
I haven't been on for
Frank.
A while.
What's on your mind tonight, Frank?
Yeah, two things. One, I'm deeply disturbed by the saber-rattling with the Bush administration, and, you know, the two Democratic...
Oh, don't worry. Obama will be rattling some sabers soon. Go ahead.
No. The two Democratic candidates and the Republican candidate, the saber-rattling regarding, you know, attacking Iran for the nuclear program that really hasn't materialized. And I'm very concerned, frankly, about that. And the fact also that today... you know, the Congress has come to an agreement with the White House regarding the telecommunications carriers concerning the 40 illegal wiretap cases.
Oh, did they? What happened with that?
Yeah, apparently, you know, they get a pass and there's they have unlimited immunity the way it's drafted now. It looks as if, you know, both parties, Democrats and Republicans, are going to sign on to it.
Sure, they're their buddies.
And, you know,
they're buddies. They've got to protect them.
It's a disaster for our, you know, civil rights. What can I say?
Yeah,
Bill of Rights.
I don't think there should be any immunity for those for the telecoms that cooperated. But I feel like everybody in the government who perpetrated it should be charged and tried, too.
That's less likely.
Yeah, that's even less likely.
I agree. That would be nice. But what do you guys make? Do you think we're going to be, you know, attacking Iran?
Well, I can tell you one thing for sure. I know I'm not going to be attacking Iran.
He doesn't like the word we.
Oh, I'm not either. But, right. I mean, our government and possibly the Israeli government.
They're not my government. They're the government people. and they probably will attack. If not Iran, they'll attack somewhere else. Within the next 4 years, whoever it is that gets elected will attack somewhere. That's a safe prediction.
The military-industrial complex does like attacks on places where the bad people are. You got to have bad people.
Right. So I got to question you, Frank. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it?
You know what? The interesting thing is we've never had such access to information as quickly as possible.
So true.
That. I read 20 world papers every morning in a 90-minute period. So I have an amazing amount of opinion and information. And yet in the public sphere, we have no influence. Once we vote for one of the two parties that are basically the same party, no real ideological difference, just a different history in a sense, we lose our representation.
Well,
and
you never had
result,
it in the first place, by the way. Just to point out, you never had representation in the first place because it's a fallacious concept. But great call, Frank. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. After all, how could you be represented? They can only represent themselves. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with the very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Dave from Ready Reserve Foods. I have been waiting patiently for the government and mainstream media to inform you of what is turning out to be the biggest problem facing the world in the last 50 years. For the last 3 years, the Earth has consumed more food than it has been able to produce, and it has now finally caught up with us. In the U.S., commodities such as flour and rice are already being rationed, and the next rice crop won't be available for another 4 to 5 months. It's fall in the Southern Hemisphere, and many countries are short the food necessary to make it through the winter and have stopped exporting certain commodities altogether. Remember our trade deficit? Trillions of dollars have stacked up outside the country and are now rushing in to buy our food production at any price. By late summer, if not early fall, it is likely our government will step in and control food and food exports under martial law. Call Ready Reserve Foods at 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit us at www.readyreservefoods.com, 1-800-453-2202.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include the wiki, over 1,700 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive.
Edit virtually anything you see. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com.
Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, they do early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients, too. SACL CAI. You can check out their banner at freetalklive.com. And do business with Business Support Free Talk Live.
Well, we talked earlier. John Stossel checked in with an article of his talking about legalizing or re-legalizing all drugs. And, of course, he's absolutely right. Unfortunately, though, it doesn't seem as though that's the direction things are going in. Yeah, there's some states that have gone the right way on medical marijuana, but I would say almost as many states at this point have made salvia illegal. So they're still going and prohibiting more and more products over time, and there have been other drugs that have been prohibited without much fanfare, but salvia is getting some attention, thank goodness, because it had managed to create a bit of a following in the time that it was legal in many places. If you go to YouTube and type in salvia, S-A-L-V-I-A, you'll see all kinds of videos of people using salvia. Usually it results in them laughing a lot and rolling around on the floor, and they get kind of boring after a while, but it'll give you some idea of what happens to someone when they use this drug. In case you're new to the drug, Neil Pollock at Salon.com has written an article about his experiences using salvia and the current state of legality in many places. So where you live, it may or may not be illegal, depending on what so-called state or landmass it is that you occupy. According to Salon.com, in 2003, always looking for ways to distract myself from the terrifying emotional burdens of adulthood, I ordered some herbs from a website that sold marijuana alternatives. One of those herbs was a sizable bag of Salvia divinorum, which I'd read about in Daniel Pinchbeck's book, Breaking Open the Head. He touted it as a visionary plant favored by native Mesoamericans. I like visions, and I like Mesoamerica. So I tried the salvia almost immediately after I bought it, smoking a small bowl at an outdoor Flaming Lips show. You know, because the Flaming Lips are trippy. No visions emerged, which, given my pathetic reasoning, is exactly what I deserved. I didn't even get a headache. The next time I decided I'd actually get some directions on how to use the drug, and then maybe I'd even follow them. I put the salvia in my freezer, and I didn't touch it for almost 2 years. Then I had a free midnight, and it occurred to me to try some. I took a pinch of salvia from my bag, rolled it into a ball, and stuck it under my tongue. All the websites say that sublingual absorption leads to stronger trips. Now, I guess I haven't done research in a while, Mark, because I don't remember reading about that, but sounds like an interesting way to get it done.
I certainly haven't researched it because I'm not interested.
It tasted bitter, but not much worse than, say, collard greens. I gave it a chew and placed it under my tongue for another 30 seconds.
Not a collard green fan myself.
Yeah, I repeated this process a few times until taking drugs isn't always a tasty process.
No.
I gave it a chew, and he says, and repeated this process a few times until I'd created a slightly acrid green brew in my mouth. I sloshed it around and kept chewing. By degrees, I felt nauseated, like I'd eaten vitamins on an empty stomach, but my gut held. After 20 minutes, I spit the whole Megillah into the toilet, put some Bangara on the iPod, and laid down on my guest bed and closed my eyes. Almost immediately, I had visions. Great thick green vines, ancient beyond measure, stretched out into infinite space. A being that looked like an Aztec god flew above, spewing fire. I saw my head splitting open. Red goo poured out and melded into what appeared to be the cosmos.
Doesn't seem like a good thing.
I had another vision of me dancing with my son, which was a bit more pleasant. A large hole opened in the universe. I flew toward it. A beautiful woman in a white robe took my hand and guided me through. This, I later learned, was the salvia spirit, who appears in most salvia-inspired visions, or at least the ones that get chronicled on Arrowhead, which, by the way,
interesting that that you would have this
similar experience.
Yeah, similar experience like this.
This makes me want to go try some salvia. It's been a while since I've done it. Anyway, Arrowhead.
Funny, it doesn't make me want to do it.
Arrowhead.org is a great place to go to learn more about drugs, to actually get some real, honest information about drugs.
I can't argue with that. I mean, it's good if you're going to do these things, and people are, you know, no matter what you say, they're going to do them.
Yeah.
Don't do what he did and just smoke a bowl at a concert.
It's good to be forewarned.
Yeah, this is something that any drug people need to take seriously. They need to do their research. They need to find out what it is they're getting into. Read some trip reports and know what it is they're getting into when they do these things. And Arrowwood's a great place to do that. ERowid.org to get access there. She's also repeatedly depicted this salvia spirit in online salvia art. I opened my eyes and the trip was over. 10 minutes had passed. Well, you know what I wonder, Mark? If people... Maybe he was already aware of the salvia spirit, so therefore it was sort of planted, and therefore he created it when he was on the trip. What if he'd never seen...
It didn't sound that way from the story. It sounded like he had not read that. I later learned that she was the salvia spirit.
Yeah, you're right. I later learned. Huh. Interesting. Good point.
That's really weird that there would be this sort of consciousness thing.
Hey, maybe there's something to these drugs things, huh? Anyway, she...
Get me closer to God.
I opened my eyes, he said, and the trip was over. 10 minutes had passed. The next night, I repeated the dose. While I had a few small visions, I mostly felt that my body was stretching out beyond its boundaries, moving into infinite space. The night after that, I did a third consecutive salvia chew. Nothing came of it, and around 1 a.m. I fell asleep. Approximately 2 hours later, I snapped awake, aware that the room had shaken with a tremendous thud as though something very heavy had landed. A massive stone warrior, looking vaguely like a lost piece of Mesoamerican art, stood in the middle of the room. "Don't mess with what you don't understand," he said to me.
I'd take his advice.
Terrified, I closed my eyes and saw the woman again. I seemed to recall begging her to show me the secrets of the universe. She spoke for the first time as well. She said, "You take yourself too seriously." The sensation of traveling through space returned, and then I fell asleep. The next morning when I woke up, I was seized with the urge to see how my fantasy baseball team was doing. On a scale of drug harshness, salvia falls on the mild end. Stronger than weed, but weaker than ecstasy, and it doesn't even register in the same league as the hard drugs like cocaine and heroin and meth. It should be classified as a mild hallucinogen. Well, perhaps mild isn't the right word, since the effects are intense, but very short-lived. I haven't done psychedelic mushrooms or acid in nearly 20 years, but I remember those trips as being very, very long and annoyingly open-ended. You never knew exactly what you'd see or experience, though you were pretty much guaranteed to sweat a lot and have a nasty backache the next day. Salvia, on the other hand, is quick, focused, and almost uniform in its effects. Salvia is non-toxic and too intense to be addictive. Anyone who does it more than once a month should literally have their head examined.
This guy did it several days in a row, though.
Well... He
should have his head examined.
He was new at that time, I guess. People who hate drugs, but salvia is one of those drugs where I think like ecstasy and some other drugs, it essentially wears on you, and it's just such an experience that you don't want it to become normalized. You don't want it to become the norm. You want it to be special, and so therefore it's good to wait. It's good to put some time in between your experiences. Because otherwise it'll just become boring.
I'd say the more time put in between drug experiences, especially psychedelic ones, the better.
There's more here, though, about salvia, and including a trip report from one of our listeners. And you're welcome to chime in here, 800-259-9231. The latest on the legal situation regarding it also coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X-Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X-Man, and your toenails need Non-X nail gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz, author of 15 books on health and natural healing. Vaccines included, medicines kill more people every year than any illness. The cost of drug side effects in America is more than $200 billion annually, with the worst toll taken by antibiotics. But there is a cure for this medical madness that has remained secret. OxySilver, developed by NASA scientists to keep astronauts healthy, is an evolutionary new dietary supplement making deadly vaccinations and antibiotics obsolete. Taking 1 to 2 teaspoons daily boosts natural immunity without drug toxicity. OxySilver combines oxygen and silver in a new way. The oxygen becomes a supercharged germ killer, freeing your immune system to fight colds, flus, cancers, and more. Build disease defenses naturally, painlessly, powerfully, safely, and inexpensively with OxySilver. Order your supply now by calling toll-free 1-877-817-9829. That's 1-877-817-9829. Do it now.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com, and those features include the updates. Get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop. Whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live, you'll know it first. If you're on the updates list, you can go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on it for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. We are talking about salvia, which, if you've never heard of it, is a hallucinogen. And in most of the United States, it's legal, meaning you can go on eBay or various different websites right now and order yourself some. Stick it in a bowl and smoke it.
It's mostly legal because the politicians haven't figured it out yet.
And they are starting to figure it out. We're talking about a story from Salon.com where the author has described some of his visions that he has seen on the drug, which are very interesting. And it's an intense trip from what I understand. Now, I wish I could comment personally on it because I have tried it a handful of times. But I've never gotten to the shaman state, as it is called. I've never seen the Salvia lady, or whatever her name is, the woman white. I've never seen any of these visions. I've only just had a few good laughing fits on it. And I believe it's because of two things. First, I didn't do it the way they had recommended initially, which is...
You gotta follow the instructions.
You're supposed to use a torch lighter,
like a cigar kind of torch lighter, which is very, very hot, very, very hot flame, essentially,
mm-hmm.
because it needs to be a very hot flame to effectively vaporize the salvinorin A, which is the active ingredient in there. I didn't use that, but once I did try that, I still couldn't get it, and I think it's because I was only using 5X, and there's different strengths of the salvia. It's not herb. I guess it is an herb, but what they've done is they've managed to sort of distill it, basically, and concentrate it. And so they have 5X, 10X, 15X, 20X. I think they even go higher than that.
Makes you wonder how the Indians managed to pull off the whole shaman.
Well, as he said, he used the chewing method, which apparently worked for him. So maybe that's what they were doing back then. I don't know.
I don't either.
But anyway, we'll continue the story here. So I wish I could comment, but we'll use his trips here, and we'll get to a listener's trip report if we have a chance. But he talks about how people who hate drugs have been busily excoriating salvia this year. Salvia is currently illegal in Delaware, Florida, Kansas, Louisiana, Maine, North Dakota, Oklahoma, Tennessee, and Virginia. And bills are on the table in many other states. In Ohio, a 12-year-old boy who said he uses salvia shot and killed another boy. Now, there's no clear evidence that the shooter was on salvia at the time. In 2006, a Delaware teenager who'd written about salvia in the past committed suicide, prompting that state's ban. Tragic as those events may be for the people involved, salvia does not appear to have torn apart our precious social fabric. It barely even scratches around
right.
the edge.
12-year-olds are shooting 12-year-olds without salvia, too.
Sure, and there's all kinds of people that do stupid crap on alcohol, and nobody's calling for another ban on alcohol. Then the vast majority of drug users are very responsible people. They get home from a hard day at work, and instead of kicking back with a six-pack, they might want to fire up a joint or have a little bit of salvia or whatever it is that their deal is. And they never hurt anybody. But this is always what they do, Mark. They always trot out some tragic story to say, see, this could happen to your kids if he smokes salvia. We need to ban this. So then they ban it, and then what happens? Well, we know that story pretty well here on Free Talk Live. We talked about it earlier. It's prohibition. Prohibition every single time results in the same damn things happening. It'll go underground, and then gangsters will start dealing salvia instead of legitimate businesses. And then it will become violent. People that want to get salvia will have to pay a whole lot more for it. And as a result of that, who knows what will happen. Maybe crime will increase. Anyway, the Salvia Trip video is a standard bearer on YouTube at this point, but you end up watching either giggling, Jufro'd teenagers or bearded grown-ups falling back into their couch and saying, whoa! There are a few things more boring than grainy footage of someone else's drug trip, and I don't think that the proselytizing, is going to get more high-end anytime soon. I have to say the trip reports are far more entertaining than actually watching someone use Salvia. It's funny to watch someone laugh a lot the first time, but eventually it kind of grates.
Somebody who can write well about anything.
Yeah.
They can write well about going to use the bathroom or eating a strawberry. So, you know, I guess a well-written trip report would be better.
The author here at Salon.com says, my recommendations, for all they're worth, are as follows.
A well-produced movie on doing salvia, by the way, would be great, too.
Salvia,
because people who can tell stories can tell stories.
It's true. Salvia isn't a drug for the young. No one under 21 should ever touch the stuff, and if anyone else is going to use it, do so wisely. First-timers might be helped to have a sober guide, preferably one experienced with salvia nearby.
I think this is always good advice.
It's good to
have... If you're going to do these things, and I don't recommend that you do, have a Boy Scout who's there to take care of you.
It's good to...
guide, or whatever they call these things.
Yep, it's good to have someone to talk with when you're done. Also, if you forgot water, you're going to want someone to get you some because you'll come back really thirsty. Users know well enough not to make any big plans for a couple hours after the trip. The intense effects only last a short time, but you should never, ever drive after using salvia. I've continued to do salvia just a couple times a year. That's all I need and all I can really handle. After I moved to Los Angeles, I spent some time looking around the drug boards for a reliable source. I found a vintage clothing store on Melrose with a quasi-legal head shop hidden in the back, behind the winter coat rack, the last place anyone ever looks in a Southern California vintage shop. There, a one-armed Lebanese man sold me a couple of discounted packets of 25X salvia extract, an extremely concentrated form of the drug that transports you to salvia land very quickly. One small pipeful, and you're gone. You need to be careful with this, he said. I know what I'm doing, I replied.
Uh-oh.
By now, I've gotten over the intensity of the trip, the descent or ascent into another dimension. I know for the most part what to expect. It barely even seems weird to me anymore. Unlike my early trips, which were just random explorations, now I only go to the Salvia if I have an intractable problem, if my life seems blocked somehow, or if I have a complicated existential question to ask. There's always a purpose, however obscure, for my visits. I have a Salvia routine. After the family has gone to sleep and the house is very quiet, I go down to my basement office with a glass of ice water. I turn on some mellow music and sit in my big blue easy chair. It should be pointed out that the reason why it's being described in this fashion is because this isn't a party drug. It's not something where you want to stand around with some people like we did at Porkfest and get
high. Have drinks and chat.
Yeah. You're not going to be chatting with anybody when you're high on Salvia because you'll be in an alternate universe, essentially. So it's something that you do need to have a nice, quiet, preferably dark place to be, where you can be relatively alone, where there won't be a lot of loud noise or distractions around. So that's why he's describing this kind of situation. He says, so I sit in my big blue easy chair. A small pipe full of Salvia concentrate waits for me. I smoke the bowl. My head and chest start to throb. I sink back into my chair and close my eyes, trying to keep my question of the day at the forefront of my thoughts. A trip through the vines follows. I pass a phalanx of guards who look like the caterpillar in the Alice in Wonderland cartoon. Sometimes I travel over arid plains or behold mountain views of indescribable beauty. But eventually, I always get to that secluded glen where the Salvia spirit is waiting, on a vine-covered throne. She's usually in a damn good mood and is always glad to see me. We commune for a while. She shows me unusual things, and while I don't directly ask my question or express my concern, I keep it floating around the edges of consciousness. She's always gently mocking in a foolish human kind of way, and her response always leaves me feeling a bit better. Gradually, the visions fade, my heart starts beating more normally, and I open my eyes. For a few minutes, everything seems gauzy and pixelated, as though I can nearly see the other world just beyond my field of perception. Then the Salvia trip ends, without harm to others or to myself. And that's how it ends for most people.
You know, it sounds like, you know, I got the impression.
Sounds like a good time.
In the late 60s that they, you know, some people talked about psychedelics in the fashion that it could expand your mind in a spiritual or, psychological way.
Sure.
And I get the impression that this drug might be that kind of thing.
Sounds like it to me.
I mean, I wonder how many people have been driven over the edge and never came back from it. That's my question.
I would think we'd be hearing those stories if that was going on.
Yeah, there's not that much going on, and you
know. I don't know, man.
It's the people who are on the fringe are the ones that are going to be driven over the edge.
It's certainly more popular
They're
now.
Not gonna take me, it's not going to take me and drive me over the edge. It's going to take you and drive you over the
edge. It's certainly more popular now than it ever has been in the past. I mean, with the YouTube popularity and, of course, with the state governments banning it, when they ban this stuff, it gets press coverage, and the press coverage results in people saying, what's all that about? More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
World Products now is introducing the new Detoxer foot and body pads that work while you're sleeping to pull heavy metals and toxins from the body. Our Detoxer pads release unwanted toxins, relieve stress and pain, and improves the immune system, circulation, and blockages all while you're sleeping. Very simply, you put one pad on each foot before bedtime and go to sleep. And when you wake up, the toxins that are drawn out of the body will be in the pads. You peel them off and throw them away. It's that simple. Call 908-691-2608. We encourage our customers to detox in as many ways as possible to bring the body back to a balance. The average person is exposed to hundreds of chemicals daily. This is one of the many powerful ways to detox the body. We recommend you try our Detoxer foot pads and see and feel the difference for yourself. Call today at 1-908-691-2608. Our Detoxer foot pads are vegan and environmentally friendly and do not contain chitosan. Call today, World Products Now, at 1-908-691-2608.
If this is your paycheck and this is your debt, what are your options? File bankruptcy and tread water the next 7 years? Or make a call for Care One Credit Counseling Services and start getting out of debt today. A Care One Credit Counseling Agency can help you get immediate relief from stress caused by debt, and you'll have one lower monthly payment instead of the pile you have right now. Call a Care One agent today, and you can start saving hundreds of dollars in fees and interest payments. Care One agencies have helped over 4 million people get out of debt, and they can help you too. Call 800-952-9224, 800-952-9224, and find out how you can lower your monthly payments up to 57%. One 15-minute phone call can change your life. Call 800-952-9224.
800-952-9224.
Provider and licensing details are available.
Thanks for calling Sunsetter Awnings. How can I help you?
I just saw your ad, and what's the catch?
Catch?
It says I can improve my deck and increase my outdoor living space for under $600. What's the catch?
No catch. A Sunsetter Awning opens in 60 seconds and keeps your deck or patio about 20 degrees cooler. It's like a whole new outdoor room.
So I can use my deck more often, even when it's unbearably hot out, for under $600?
That's right. But there is one more thing.
Ah, the catch.
We're going to send you a $200 savings certificate just for calling. Your awning could be as low as $398, and we'll also include a free informational DVD.
Uh-huh. Wait, did you say $398?
There's no catch. Improve your deck or patio with America's number one best-selling retractable awning. Call now for your $200 savings certificate and free DVD. Enjoy your deck or patio this summer for as low as $398. Call 1-800-330-1209. 1-800-330-1209. 1-800-330-1209.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier, just head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get on board for as little as $3 a month. Great way to help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations across the country. We are on 40 today, and I would dare say that at least 30 out of those 40 were directly because of the Free Talk Live amplifiers. Not only getting on more radio stations, but also getting on more internet connections and into more people's ears with a message of freedom and liberty. So if you want to help us out with that, we'll give you some perks, too. You get access, for instance, to the AmpOnly call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. In fact, the chat room, of course, busily talking about hallucinogenic experiences right now. Go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board. Again, it's just $3 a month, and it makes a big difference for us. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Talking about salvia. Why? Well, because states, state government people are outlawing it. They're passing laws against a plant, another plant that grows naturally from the earth that shaman healers have been using for hundreds upon hundreds of years to guide them through a sort of a shamanic state, sort of a trip-like experience that lasts only about 5 minutes, maybe 10 at the most. I would say the intense portions of the effects of salvia probably don't go longer than 5 or 10 minutes. And that's from my experience of reading various, trying it myself and not quite making it to the shaman state. But reading lots of trip reports, and we've, of course, had people call in to tell us about their experiences here. It seems to be, for the most part, a very positive thing. Now, that's not to say that you won't have absolutely terrifying experiences on it. And go to Arrowhead.org, okay, and read some of the trip reports that are there. The great thing about Arrowhead is they classify them. So you can go and you can read a glowing report where someone talks about how they just felt great and everything was fantastic and salvia is great. And then you can read a bad trip report and they'll tell you about how they were frightened and they were scared and that, it was awful. So you can really read.
I've had more than one of those.
You haven't tried salvia.
Not on salvia. Different trips.
So but at least the nice
That's
thing
why I
about
don't recommend them.
But the nice thing about salvia is if you don't like it, it's going away in 10 minutes.
Whereas if it's, you know, an acid trip, well, you're in for a while.
Yeah.
So if anything, salvia should continue to be legal, if only to encourage people to use it as opposed to other more intense, longer-lasting psychedelic drugs. But no! No, we can't allow young people, we can't allow anyone to experiment with their mind. We can't allow them to put chemicals in their body. Well, alcohol, nicotine, and caffeine excepted. Other chemicals. We can't allow them to put chemicals in their body and experience things differently to alter their state of consciousness. What might they learn? What might they discover about themselves and the universe that might shake them to their core, might challenge their belief systems, might make them question the things they've always known? I'm not saying that all drug experiences are going to do these things, but some of the descriptions we've read are pretty interesting. I have to say, one who might be paranoid might suggest that the anti-drug zealots out there don't want people using drugs because it does help open people's minds. One would suggest that they want people to stay ignorant. They want them to keep their minds closed, or they want them to think that drugs are only for getting effed up. And if that's what you think about drugs, then that's probably what you'll get from them. But if what you're expecting is a mind-opening experience, then perhaps you'd be more likely to get that. Let's share a trip report here from a listener that I've actually been holding on to, because we don't talk about this stuff very often on the program, specifically
trips. It makes me nervous.
Nick wrote this, actually, what is this, February 10th of 2006? It's been a long time. Anyway, it was this year. Anyway, he says, I'm 18 years old. And he says, I'm a senior in high school. I'm emailing the show to educate you and the listeners a little more regarding the psychedelic drug salvia.
I remember the author of the last article said that no one under 21 should try it.
No, that's his opinion. I know you guys haven't really discussed salvia in a while, but I'm slightly behind in the shows because I constantly switch between shows listening to specific tidbits and nuggets. He says, I've just listened to the beginning of the December 20th show, where the first topics of discussion were the Lakota Indian tribe secession and salvia. He says, I've smoked salvia multiple times using many different concentration ratios. Would like to share my experiences. Firstly, I've only been doing drugs for a short period of time. My first use of drugs was smoking weed on my 17th birthday. Oh my goodness, a young person was able to get their hands on marijuana. I thought that was illegal. Hey, wait a minute. So you mean that if... hold on a second, Mark. I'm putting two and two together here. So if weed is illegal and people could spend time in jail for possessing weed, people can still get weed, even though it's illegal.
That's true.
So if they make salvia illegal, that'll make it so no one can get salvia ever again.
No, it'll just put people in jail for it.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, let's continue. He says, I've used hydrocodone, which is Vicodin, psychedelic mushrooms, and multiple types of alcohol, including absinthe. I've used morning glory seeds, he says, to extract LSA, the active chemical in LSD, and I'm planning on using LSD soon, seeing that my friends and I have 7 hits waiting to be used. This may seem very excessive for someone who's still in high school, and you may assume that I'm on the bad track to hard consequences. But I want you to know that I'm a very good student, with an average GPA of almost 4.0. I'm expecting to attend, he says, the college he's expecting to attend, so as you can see, drugs haven't ruined my life and have had almost no negative impact on my life. He says, I use drugs to expand my mind and expand my creative spectrum. I'm a professional classical guitarist and songwriter. And, by the way, I'd like to point out he's probably not the only musician who uses drugs. Anyway, and also to keep my psyche and state of mind in check. I feel that using drugs has helped me to discover more about myself and has helped me keep my emotional levels at a normal amount. I've constantly thought that if I hadn't started using drugs, that my life would have gone worse than it has now. Anyway, when I used salvia for the first time, by the way, I think Julia, she's not here to speak for herself, but I believe she credits MDMA with saving her life. I believe. Anyway, she says, or he says, rather, when I used salvia for the first time, I was in a canyon with 3 other people who were also using it. The extraction potency was 15x, and we used a water pipe. When I inhaled it, and I held it for a small time before exhaling, and almost immediately after exhaling, I could feel the onset of the drug. One common feeling among users is to feel sweaty. Not hot, just sweaty. And this happened to me also. First, the walls of the canyon turned into a navy blue sky, and some of the bushes and brush on the ground and walls turned into cartoon characters. These characters were the kinds of cartoons you'd find in really old cartoons, usually the black and white ones, with the really round, bubble-like features. Next, I saw one of them flying in a small round plane across the sky. This one spoke to me, but I have no idea what he said. During this whole experience, the sandy ground had turned into bright, green, healthy-looking grass, and the previously blue sky had turned a dark pink. The whole experience lasted for about 5 to 10 minutes, and for about 20 to 30 minutes after that, I felt incredibly euphoric and amazing. The drug is intensely realistic, and those on it have a strong tendency to forget they're on a drug, making it that much more intense. During the experience, I had very little control over my body. I did end up moving maybe 5 feet in front of me, and near the end of the experience, I almost urinated myself. This happened after I took a drink of water. I could feel the water enter my stomach, but it didn't feel like it stopped there. It felt like it kept going through my entire digestive system and into my kidneys and bladder and then out completely. I would have urinated in my pants, but luckily was able to unzip and christen the canyon wall rather than my leg. For the record, I don't have bladder control issues. There's not a doubt in my mind that this is the most intense hallucinogen on the market, legal or not. Only one other time have I had a salvia experience as realistic as that, and it was more realistic and long-lasting. This time I smoked 80X, which was the highest potency my friends and I could buy. After smoking it, the same sweaty feeling occurred. First, I saw a kindergarten classroom, and I was sitting in a desk near the back of the room. The teacher was in the front of the room next to a chalkboard. The only walls in this classroom were the floor and the wall holding up the chalkboard. Everything else surrounding me was a swirling black torrent, resembling what I assume was a wormhole in space might look like. After that, I somehow ended up lying down on the ground looking at a canyon wall, which subsequently turned into the observation deck inside the Statue of Liberty. Now, I've never seen the Statue of Liberty in real life, or even been to New York, so this was a really strange thing. After maybe 2 minutes of
looking... Sounds like a dream, a very vivid dream.
Yeah, after maybe 2 minutes of looking out the windows over the ocean and at the sun setting... It wasn't setting in real life, he says. The observation deck turned into a bunker. As I was looking out of this bunker, I could see a beach filling up with tanks and men that were charging me. Then I realized I was watching the Allied advance on Omaha Beach in Normandy during World War II. Mm. Once again, I'm 18 and have never been to France. I couldn't hear gunfire, but I could see the white zip of bullets whizzing through the air and the explosions of tanks firing shells. I threw myself out of this trance by leaning forward and looking down at the ground. I noticed some ants, which were real, walking through the sand with some sticks and twigs next to them. Suddenly, all the sticks and twigs and sand started turning into buildings and huts. I could see a small marketplace and plaza and villagers and the houses of the villagers.
And this is all in a 10-minute trip?
That's right. I soon realized that I was looking at ancient Rome where the ants had become the villagers. I looked at this for a small amount of time before the hallucination ceased and the euphoric feeling ensued. All of these things may seem like incredibly specific things to see, but when I was hallucinating, I was overcome with the intense feelings of certainty that those were the exact things I was looking at and nothing else. Fascinating stuff. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.